I left Iran in April last year. First, I traveled to Italy. In September, I came here with a student visa to pursue a PhD in visual arts at UTD. I was trying to get used to the new environment and English when the protests started in Iran. There is terrible news coming from Iran. Repressions are accompanied by more intensity and violence every day. The pictures of the dead, the arrested, the police beating people in the streets, the crying and shooting of parents over their children's graves. All my days are filled with sadness, hatred, anger, and restlessness. With concern for my friends, my family, and my dear compatriots on the streets, and of course, hope. My only way to continue living is to paint. It is only through painting that I experience peace for a few hours and I can concentrate. I can sort out my thoughts and worries and get some relief. On the other hand, maybe I can reflect the voice of Iranians in the world. Those being excluded, limited, threatened, and suppressed, and whose voices are not heard. In the first weeks at university, my friends told me there is a surplus warehouse. There I noticed a number of monitors with red labels, meaning they no longer work. I was able to take them to my studio. On one of them, I painted with acrylic color a picture of a 10-year-old girl who was shot during the protest in Iran. Instagram warns the viewer that the image may be disturbing. It asks if they are sure they want to see it. I and others like me have no choice but to see it. And our compatriots in Iran are living the reality of these images. On another monitor, I draw a picture from the internet of Iranian leader Ali Khamenei crying. In this image, I painted his hand further away from his face to cast a shadow. His hand represents his command that he is killing the children and young people in Iran. Iranians just want basic human rights. That's why we shout this beautiful slogan I'm proud of. Women, life, freedom. I lived in Iran. I was a little girl, a teenager, and a young woman who had the taste of inequality, corruption, and medieval laws in her mouth since childhood. I know what those people have been through and what they want. And I know that this protest and repression is 44 years old. But for the first time, it has become global and continuous. And there is hope and confidence in change. This is the first time we can call it a revolution. I want to try with all my heart to carry it forward.